The school community actually is surrounding one of the first public African-American schools that was established in 1876 by the Bureau of the Freedmen's Bureau. More importantly, where the George Wilson Center serves as a part of the program and recreational services that are offered by the city of Newark, was once upon a time a school for African-American students during the segregated period of our history. 1922 to 1958, grades kindergarten through the 8th grade.
And are there certain narratives about the School Hill community that you feel have been lost or that you're hoping to really kind of draw out through this oral history event?
Well, I think one of the things that we'd like to really reflect upon is that the school area is actually was a surrounding area that surrounded the school, and it was an actual predominantly African-American community in the Newark area. And it was a really a very vibrant, supportive community where people who grew up in the community felt a community spirit. There were churches, there were businesses, there were it was a real engaged community, and a community that supported its residents, and there was a lot of history. And the other thing that was important, a number of people who grew up in this particular community have gone off to lead very productive lives in the community, both in the state of Delaware and around our country. And it was just a great place to grow up as a young person, and I feel very fortunate that I had the opportunity to grow up in that community, and the community was very, very supportive of my individual growth and development.
Are there some photos and memorabilia that you have personally from maybe your childhood? Yeah. Or
I do have some photographs that I will be sharing at the event on Saturday, May 20th. But that's really a real important opportunity that people have the chance to share photographs and other items that reflect their experiences in the community. And we're excited that there have been some other community members that have put forth some other efforts to really recall and to create and to celebrate the history of our community. And the effort on this coming Saturday will be an opportunity to build on those experiences and to provide the continued opportunity for experience to be shared with, especially with our future generations.